If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Don't forget to vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards from the link in our bio. Coogan Cassius, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Can I introduce this man first?
Yes!
Mr. Sir Frank Hopkins. How are you, mate?
Everyone else, dude.
John.
Best cut man in the business.
Thank God.
He's the man.
Yeah?
I agree.
John, a summary of Tyson's performance, first of all, and then a sensational uppercut to knock Dillian White out.
What the job was, the sucker punch, he never throwed it. I said, I that destruction punch, get him used to not seeing the uppercut and then land it. And the first time he tried it, got him, bang, boom. First time we tried it, I said, just throw everything else at him, this, that, and the whole sudden. I said, out of nowhere, bring the uppercut in. And that's what done the business.
Tyson just paid tribute to the referee. He said that the referee done the right thing. He could see that Dillian White kind of the situation he was in.
Yeah, he was out, but, you know, fair play to Dillian. He got to his feet, he tried to get up. So due respect there, you know, and it's just the best man won. He come with a few dirty tactics, but we trained for them and expected it. But he was a rough, tough dude in there, and he wanted to win any way possible. But we trained for him.
Can't blame
the man. He's with a superior boxer. He had to do what he had to do. But it was a dangerous fight all the way until he got caught.
That had to be stopped, though, because it couldn't have gone on.
No.
It was impossible.
No.
He did not kill, honestly. Because he was gone, wasn't he, when he got up.
Masterclass boxer display, and he showed the conk power mixed in with his own job. All I said was mix crunk in what you do best. What the fuck can you say?
John, just finally, he has said this is it for him. He's going to retire. You said something else. I mean, look, what's going to happen? We don't know. I think that's the truth, isn't it?
Coogan, I want him now to call it a day. 95,000 people, sensational KO, probably the best performance of his career. Enough's enough. But if he goes on, I'll support him. I know what he's like. It's up to him. Has he mentioned anything about retiring? Let's see. It's all up to that big man, not me.
But
enough's enough. That's it. You don't get no bigger or better than that. That's it. It's the pinnacle of it all. Sensational defeat. Sensational victory. I've had enough as well.
I think, John, boxing needs Tyson. Tyson needs boxing.
Yeah, but
you do.
I just want to thank 95,000 people attending. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming. I hope you enjoyed it. And all the paying customers around the world on the pay-per-view. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But you should think about calling it a day one day as well.
When he retires, doing cuts for his 105.
When
he's
retires,
105 now.
He'll retire. He's not going to retire. He loves this. He wants to.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, Coop.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast. Proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.